Dr. Pinsky dictating a state orthopedic exam on May 29, regarding Talia, T-A-L-E-A, Ingmire, I-N-G-M-I-R-E. I am in receipt of limited medical records on this individual. Here they consist of her primary care physician's progress note dated 2-2-22. Period. It captured the fact that Ms. Ingmire lives with her grandparents and has a feeling of hopelessness. Appears she has a remote history of superficial cutting several years ago, but no wishes or hopes to die. Appears she has not scheduled with psychiatry. Period. She wanted to go on Wellbutrin. Period. She wants a home health aide to help with cooking and cleaning and getting around. Period. She has been relying on her grandparents and doesn't want to be. Period. She feels that this is impacting her mood. Period. She feels, quote, too reliant, end quote, on her family and limits her independence. Period. She was examined and was noted to have hand and wrist deformities as well as some kyphosis. Period. Her diagnoses were arthrogryposis, A-R-T-H-R-O-G-R-Y-P-O-S-I-S, comma, depression with anxiety, comma, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Period. Her Wellbutrin was increased to 300 milligrams. Period. The physician wrote it was appropriate for her to have a home health aide to help her with activities of daily living, which are limited by her arthrogryposis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She wears braces on her lower extremities for long walks. Period. These run from her knees to her ankles. Period. She states she was born in Russia and had an unknown type of surgery. Period. Extremities such that the exam had to be done in an essentially seated or standing capacity. Period. She could not step up to the exam table for a supine exam. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed scarring 4.5 inches long on the left elbow and forearm. Period. Her fingers were fixed in flexion, as were her wrists. Period. Passive range of motion was performed at the shoulders. Period. Adduction was 10 degrees bilaterally, comma, abduction right 130 degrees and left 75 degrees, comma, flexion right 125 degrees and left 90 degrees, comma, external rotation right 30 degrees and left at 10 degrees. Period. Neither shoulder could be put into any extension. Period. She had full internal rotation on the right at 90 degrees, but this was, scratch that. She had full internal rotation about the left shoulder. Period. Left elbow flexion was to 55 degrees with a 35 degree extension leg. Period. Her wrists were fixed at approximately 55 degrees of flexion. Period. As noted above, her fingers were fixed in flexion, limiting both fine and gross hand manipulation. Period. Many muscle testing was 4 plus for right pinch grip and 4 on the left, with right hand grasp 5 minus and on the left 4 plus. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Her arms were shortened. Period. Extremities lower. She had passive flexion of the hips to 90 degrees, but this could not be tested in other planes. Paired right knee flexion was to 65 degrees and left to 70 degrees. Period. There was an extension leg on the right and the left. Period. There was no motion of either ankle in any plane. Period. My knee muscle testing was 0/5 bilaterally for extensor hallucis longus strength, but was 5/5 on both the, for plantar flexion. Period. Hamstring and quadricep strength was 5/5 bilaterally. Period. She had multiple scars on both knees, particularly along the medial aspect. Period. There was a healed scar on the right medial and lateral ankle and anterior shin. Period. There was a long scar about the lateral left ankle, measuring approximately 3 inches by 2 inches in an elliptical distribution. Period. Her right, right, and left ankles were positioned in an everted posture. Period. She was able to move her toes. Period. However, they tended to curve inward toward the medial aspect bilaterally. Paired spine cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a pigeon-toed gait and some difficulty. Paired, she was unable to stand or walk on her heels or toes. Paired, she changed positions quite slowly and was able to squat to only 50 degrees. Paired, supine straight leg raise maneuver was deferred due to her inability to step up onto the exam table. Period. Findings and conclusions. Diagnoses are, number one, is argyrogryposis. Number two, depression. Pertinent findings. This individual was born with a congenital deformity. Period. She was born in Russia and was aware of undergoing some type of surgery there, but does not know what type in particular. Period. She continues to have obvious deformities of the upper and lower extremities in particular. Period. She was able to walk briefly in the exam room without an assistive device. Period. Fine and gross hand manipulation were both diminished. Period. Nevertheless, she was capable of completing an extensive intake questionnaire manually. Period. It would appear in that respect she has been able to learn and compensate. Period. Actually, for another diagnosis, put ADHD. She is a college student at this time. Period. She is able to feed herself, but needs help with showering and dealing with her shoes and socks. Period. Next section, prognosis. Her prognosis is poor. She has congenital deformities for which there is no curative medical intervention available. Period. She is limited in many activities of daily living, including self-care. Period. She has been reliant on her grandparents to assist her for many years. Period. Oh, not under pertinent findings, also put there was atrophy of the calves and swelling of the right knee. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right hip and the medial aspect of both knees. Period. End.